Hello and welcome to today's edition of this personal anecdotal podcast. If you've heard about this type of podcast before, maybe you can leave me a comment. And in the show notes to this episode, there's an email address. So send all the communications via email, because I'm still trying to get my head round where to read any comments that people have left, whether they're listening on Apple or Spotify or wherever. I can get the reviews, but how many reviews there are? There are a couple, so thank you very much indeed for that, but not the comments. And I really do like to reply to the comments. There's a guy called Carlos, and he's always asking me questions. I think he's been here in the past. He likes the place. He said, the people are amazing there. Carlos, I would totally agree with you. Will you talk about the Eastern mindset versus the West? This is completely eye-opening for me. When I first came here, I looked at everybody as if they were like Soviet Russians. I don't mean that to be an insult. But when I came back in 1998 to spend some longer time here, I didn't know at that time that I would be here for over 20 years on and off. But with the language and everything, I thought, oh, this is very Russian and they're different. But are they? They were wearing Western-style clothes. And they aspired to want to eat burgers. And for a moment, I just thought, yeah, maybe they are like Westerners in a way. It's just a language difference. But over time, that gloss is worn away, because in Bosnia and Herzegovina, it doesn't matter what the ethnic background of the person is, whether they're a Orthodox Christian Serb or a Roman Catholic Croat or Islamic Bosniak, or even the minority Jewish people here and the Roma community. Once you really get to know them, they are very hospitable, very friendly, and super people. There is a different mindset. I think the major differences are around community, whether that is within a family, the community you live in, for example, in a village or a town, to your ethnic background, and wider still to the fact that they're from Bosnia and Herzegovina. And, you know, there are certain things, certain labels that they have to live with as well. So there are differences. And the biggest cultural contrast, I think, in how people approach family and aging. The family is everything here. The children may backchat their parents. I think that happens everywhere in the world. But there is a respect for the older members of the family, the parents and the grandparents, that is much stronger than it is now in the United Kingdom. There's a lot of respect. And I would also say that within the family, I'm not sure when you actually become an adult here. I left home when I was 15 to join the army. Obviously, I needed my parents' permission back then, but nevertheless, I felt I was an adult there. My father used to say, you'll be an adult when you're 18. When you're 18, you can do what you want. And going recently to New Jersey to see my grandchildren, I'm very respectful of my kids, because they're bringing up the new generation. My grandsons love me being there, and my kids love me being there. My children are 40 now, and they're the head honcho in the family. I'm as polite to them as their kids are as well. I mean, I just don't come in and expect the television to be changed because I'm in the room. If they'd offered it, that was it, but I'll do what they're doing. Whereas I think from some of the experiences that I've had, not only in the extended family that I've been very privileged to join, but elsewhere, that parents here, they're the parents. right? When they're 80, they're still the parents. And the children that may well be, what, 50? Maybe a bit older. They're still the kids. And everybody shows a lot of due deference to the older age group. So I think in the West, we're more independent and look at life differently. It's all go, go, go. What can we make out of it? How much money can we make? Can we buy a house? Do we go on holiday? Do we have a nice car? What's the phrase back in the UK? Keeping up with the Joneses. Whereas here, people are a little bit more measured, especially when it comes to aging. It's only just recently that I've realized some people now move into retirement homes when they get old. 20 years ago, there was definitely, you know, I'm looking after my parents no matter what, even if they were very frail physically or even mentally. You know, that hateful disease of Alzheimer's where people don't really know where they are anymore and can't recognize their own family. We'll look after people one way or the other, but within a family context. Now, some people say, well, put me in a home. Or the younger people say, well, Dad, you've got to go into a home now. Because there is this Western influence coming in. You can see it in every which way, from the cars, the styles, even the language. Many years ago, we were going to keep our language and we're not going to have English everywhere. And we're going to have all the advertising in our language. And now you drive down the road and it's shopping center. It's Black Friday. Goodness me. Black Friday is not in the vocabulary. But things are coming in and there's more and more English. The whole attitude here is, not politically, but otherwise, it's looking to the West. Those are some of the contrasts. The family attitude, I like it here. It is frustrating at times. People here will speak to their parents and kids once, twice, three times a day. It's just different. It's more intimate here, I would say. A lot more intimate. And has it impacted my lifestyle? Here, definitely. I'm now definitely not the guy that I was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I'd like to think that I'm more relaxed here, and that is because of accepting what is around me. Tamara's father comes up here to the village from the city, and he's going to prune the trees in the garden. Something that's happening at the moment, right? Good example. He'll arrive, bring some supplies from the town. Tamara is the most amazing cook, right? But he'll still bring food because Tamara's mother sends up food. So that is delivered. Then do whatever, come back, chat, rest. Nothing is done with a rush. And that has been something I really, really want to be able to do. And I'm finding it very difficult even today. I am a lot slower now, not physically, with the way I do things than what I was. That is another difference between the East and the West. I think the Western mentality is, let's get up the gearbox as fast as we can. Whereas here, it is what it is. Take it easy. What aspects of the Eastern mindset have I come to appreciate the most is the fact that there is this family connection, that people value the small things as well, going on walks, sitting outside, sitting for ages drinking a single coffee, drinking a few rakias and just talking about all sorts of nonsense, gossiping. I appreciate that very much. I like the laid-back style, and I don't think that exists too much, at least anywhere, especially in Northern Europe and definitely not in the United States. When I was in the United States the other week there, people were rushing around. They were rushing around. I know New York is a city. It's like London, Paris, Berlin. But in those Western places, God, people are racing about. In Banja Luka, I know it's not a huge city, but it is slower. Are there any Western habits that I might want to hold on to? Yeah. Drinking Yorkshire tea in the morning, builder's tea, strong builder's tea. I'm trying to leave sugar alone because apparently it's not good for you when you get old. I'd like to be around for a little bit longer at least. So yeah, drinking tea, Marmite. I like Marmite. A Sunday roast done in an English style. Lamb I love to bits, and they have great lamb here. But if I don't have my mint jelly, or at least a mint sauce, I feel like it's not the same. And when I do bring those things out, people go, you are so uncultured, but it is what it is, baby. What else? Yorkshire puddings. I can't make them. I should really learn how to do that. Crumpets. So if you're British, you'll go, yeah, I get that, I get that. As I say, the people here are wonderful. I think the culture is great. I haven't accepted everything to do with the culture. For example, I'm not religious, so I know very little about that side of life, but it means a lot to certain families here, and so it should. It just doesn't for me. Come here. I'm looking forward, hopefully, if everything stays stable here, my grandson Jack will come next year. That'll be interesting, you know, 14-year-old to see what it's like here. He's been to Italy, France, United Kingdom, lives in the United States, been to Canada, but this would be different. I would recommend that you come. It might cost a bit to get here by plane these days, but once you're here, everything else is very affordable. Carlos, I hope that answered the question. If there's anything else you want, drop me another email. Wherever you are in the world, if you want some other questions answered, drop me an email. The email address is in the show notes. That's it for this episode, which will form part of a audio memoir so that my kids and grandkids will have something to refer back to, because I'm pretty useless as a writer and I would never be able to write a memoir. Anyway, that's it for this one. Hopefully, I'll catch you on the next one. Fidi Musa Obed. See you again soon.